All right, guys, on today's episode of the Trade Busters podcast, we have another episode of Candleball, and this is the first ever FOMC edition because today is January 31st, 2024. It is now 1:32 Eastern time, and we are all here waiting the much anticipated FOMC decision at 2 o'clock. And I think we have our bets down, waiting to see the fireworks in about 27 minutes here. We've got a number of our other Discord members on here. I'm just scanning and I count at least a dozen people. So for those who are new to the podcast or new to Candleball, it's funny. I always wonder if I should do this because I think sometimes I try to like make the podcast kind of more cater to like kind of a broader audience and seem a little more formal, but then I think these episodes turn some people off because it just seems like a bunch of crazy people shouting at each other. So if this is your first episode you're catching, don't know if that's good or bad, but welcome everybody. Good to see all of you. It's been a while since we've done one of these. So the usual format is there is no really format, people can come in and out, and sometimes people talk over each other. It might be a lot of shouting going on in about 27 minutes, but here we are. Okay. Looks like Rylan, great message. I'm in the office. Can't speak. Glad to listen. Yeah, no problem. We'll see the action here in a bit. Everybody, I guess some people got stopped out already, huh? Early. We got a quick downdraft at the open. Let's see. We opened at around 4,900, I guess. Got down to around 4,880. I think we hit a couple of put stops. Now we're at 48.87. So what's the, I guess they're expecting them to what? Just no change on rates, and everyone's kind of waiting for the presser to see what Jay Powell says, see how they react, I guess. Hang on a second.
Probably
Yeah, I'm looking in the chat right
the
now.
I mean the flat means great, so I mean market is going to react either way, so we'll see.
Yeah. Ticker's mama said, "Sup, boys? Fierce market today. LBL, what's up? What is he? Big Connect? What is that?" And then he sends that emoji. Is Matt Paper Hands or Maddie Y? Actually, yeah, that's a good question. Is that Paper Hands, Matt, or is that Maddie Y in here? So many people in here now. We got Carruthers Wigglesby. Hold on a second.
Maddie
Okay.
T, not Maddie Y.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can't read. So, let's see here. How's everyone's month so far? Yeah, that's interesting. I think I asked earlier, and I think Amy posted, or I think somebody pointed one of Amy's posts with all the FOMC dates. So I think the last time we had the FOMC at the end of the month was that in 2018? I think that's what it was. So it'll be interesting to see how and we got all the stuff going on lately with the high zero DTE volume. The markets kind of tend to whipsaw a lot, and we got the end of the month stuff. We got FOMC. I'm sure there's a lot of vol priced into this, but you never know. We'll see how it goes. Are we hoping for a big nothing, or we want some action?
So David, this will be, probably my first negative month, probably in the 3 years. So maybe I'm down like 0.2%.
Okay, I mean,
Just
maybe
with a 0 days to expiration, nothing else.
any chance to for today to pull it green or
Oh,
no?
I'm not even trying. I'm not even
Okay,
trying.
okay.
There is no way. I mean, FOMC is kind of crazy. Even if EARN survives, it will not make up.
Are you trading the zero DTE today? Or are you
Not
sitting out
today.
the FOMC? Sitting
No,
out?
no.
Okay,
Yeah, FOMC
gotcha.
days I usually sit, yeah. Like a holiday, actually. Every 3 months, we wait
I
for
see.
something. Yeah.
Gotcha. Let's see. Yeah. Market dropped in the first, like, what, 30 minutes? I'm getting confused because I'm looking at the chart on TWS, and I think they go by Central Time. So around 9, 10:30 Eastern, bounce went up, came back down an hour later, bounce came back. It's kind of interesting. It's been channeling the within what 48.80 and 48.90.
So when you say some
Yeah.
people got stopped out, is it for earn or something else?
For zero DTE, we lost a few puts,
I
couple of
mean,
them.
I have the like 1D 2X 1DT butterfly, and that got taken out.
Was that put on yesterday?
No, today.
Okay. Oh, and that got, I guess, was that a like a credit butterfly? And did
Yeah,
that,
yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Oh, like a like an iron fly at the open?
Yeah.
Okay. But you said 1 DTE, so do you normally is that it's 1 DTE, but you mean to close it either way the same day, or would you have held it?
I usually close it at end of the day if it has not stopped by then.
Okay. Got it. Ram says, I am off 0 DT, but my algos on futures are trading. Oh, okay. Ram, so do you trade the straight futures then? Not options on futures? People posting emojis in here. Beautiful cows, NK. Is that rented? Or is that a rental backpack?
I was reacting to that. No, it's not rented.
Gregory says, big ass move. You talking about since the gap or since this morning? I mean, we're down like 20, 15 points, 25 points. That was the range. See some more
Seeing
people
us
joining, I
move
heard.
every day, bro.
Yeah. We got MVB, Elevation, E-Rock. We need more people on cameras, or everyone doesn't want to. Remember, I'm recording this, but the podcast is only audio, so don't worry.
So you get one more, yes, David. So
one.
also got a stop in the same one that the Bootsy the Rope is reporting. So on the one, the ATT.
Oh yeah. Oh. I wonder if so ERN, I'm at the 80, 48.80, close to the money. I think it was a big credit yesterday. So let me see what I got. A stop, we got a ways to go, but who knows what's gonna happen after the announcement. So I mean, zero DTE, that's so we got two things to be excited about. So earn yesterday, I was at the 48.80. What did I collect? That was a big one. 380. Wow. 380 means the stop is at 26.6. And what's it trading at now? $10. So for it to go to 26, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we need about a 5-point move. So if we drop 20, 25 points, it could spike. Guess we'll see. Although usually you see some theta start kicking in. You know what? Earlier, I wasn't around, but when the market bottomed out at like just below 80. So we were in the money for a bit. I think the price peaked at like 15, but it was still pretty far from the stop. But I wasn't around, so wasn't there to witness my P&L get tanked. So by the time I came back, it's right now it's just at 185%. So
Yeah,
we got a ways.
the high one 80 was 1560 and
Yeah.
1320 on 75, so
So that would have been like 400% loss, something like that. Wow. It's been a while since we've seen that on the put side. This year has been quite abnormal for ERN3 to the call side. How many people here are trading? Is everyone partaking the ERN? We got two things to watch out for when the fireworks come up. I wonder if the ERN will get stopped first. That'll be whack, but hopefully not. Looks like market's moving up again. What do we got? We got 19 minutes. So earlier I was saying, if we get a surprise hike, that'll be something. But I think the probability of that should be pretty low. Let's see here. Check the comments. Ram said ES and NQ. Wow, you're trading NQ. Is that liquid? I know the options are kind of hard to trade, but NQ, I've never traded straight futures. Wonder if anyone else here trades NQ. It's a big one, right?
I don't think you will get a filling issue, David, in futures.
Got it.
That's,
Got it.
yeah, so.
But the moment I am
What's
red
up,
and
guys?
hey, who was
Hey,
that?
David.
Hey, who did?
Max, MVB.
Oh, nice, man. What's up, dude?
Not much. Sorry, I got some meetings, so I'm like in and out, but
Yeah, sure.
hello, everybody.
Hey, Max.
And this year has been pretty shitty for me. I've been trading zero DTE almost exclusively, and I'm still in a drawdown. I think it's been like the worst that I've had so far. So, little frustrating,
When
but
was the
part of it.
last when was the last time like do you when was the last time you traded something besides zero DTE?
Man, I've been focusing on that like almost exclusively. I do some other stuff here and there. I don't like earn here and there, but I would say like 95% zero DTE. I did pretty well last year. I was up like 158%. So that's really good, but you know, I take a lot of risk too, so I'm definitely got bigger percentage swings, which sucks when the markets don't cooperate.
And
Like in January.
is that your primary income, your trading?
Yeah, that mostly, and then I got a full-time job too that I do. So
Okay, so but you still said it's your primary income, so maybe you're making more on that than your job.
I have made more on that than I have on my primary job.
Very nice, but at least you have something to back it
To
up, I
fall
guess. You
back
just
on, yeah.
yeah, that's good.
Exactly. But you've been doing pretty well, it looks like.
Yeah,
You
I
guys
mean,
been doing okay?
we climbed out of drawdown a couple of days ago. We'll see if
Yeah.
we go back and draw down after today.
Nobody is doing super well in January, doesn't appear.
You know what though? Like, yeah, I guess this is sort of the longer. It's everything kind of blends together. Like we always have these zero DT winters, so to speak, right? And like, I remember there was like December of like 22 or something or 23, and it is a fall and like. It always feels long, but maybe this is, and you guys can chime in if this is the kind of the longest that you've been in like actual drawdown, or is it the deepest drawdown, or does it feel different, or is it always feels bad, you know?
It's not that bad for me.
Well, I mean that's good. I think maybe the last week was a little better, so it like if we had asked that question like a week and a half ago, maybe it would have been different, you know? There's a lot of recency bias. That's always the case.
It's interesting because this is not my biggest drawdown, not even close.
And are you talking specifically about zero DTE, or are you saying just
Yeah,
okay,
zero
got it?
DTE. I pretty much only trade that though.
But and then are you the sizing? Are you trading smaller or bigger than the time that you had the bigger drawdown?
A little bit smaller.
Okay. 15 minutes. T minus 15 minutes. Wonder how big the first candle will be.
Yeah, that will decide the fate of earn.
True. I mean, if it goes up first and then down, we have a chance. I don't know, like, let's see. Let me
Yeah, I
check
mean,
my.
if the two candles were back to back bad, right? I mean, if it goes down, then goes down like 3 minutes, 4 minutes, that's a problem.
Let me.
I used to trade iron flies, meaning you sell at 158, and you close it by 203. Irrespective of whatever the price you get.
Like an actual earnings play kind of thing, right? Yeah. Just
Yeah, so
play the
because those
event
spikes will
crest.
help you. Yeah.
Right. Double checking my stops. So 4880. 26.6. I wonder how wide. You know what? I've watched the last few, and the spreads don't necessarily get super wide. But I guess there hasn't really been any surprises the last couple times. And it was the really the press conference that caused the big moves.
Remember someone posting a chart of FOMC dates in 2023, and in general, I think they were profitable for 23. I think red days of FOMC is more like a 22 thing.
Yeah. Because you guys always, we watch that, what is it, a zero DT SPX.com, right? And watch the expected move. So interesting to see that, you know, crushing right after the announcement, but then you're kind of fighting against whatever move is happening. Does anyone try to play that fade? Fade the first candle? Has anyone tried that? You just like, if it's green, you sell, put a call. If it's red, you sell a put, and then just try and take a quick profit take. It's probably hard because like everything's happening so fast. You gotta like set some kind of limit order, I guess. I don't know, like find like the $1 option right before and set a target of like $2 or something. See if you can catch a spike. Wasn't there some, oh no, that was something I remember Maddie was saying something about, but that was more like if you think people are stacked, right? If you know where all the liquidity is, you buy it when it's what, 50 cents, and try to dump it. Oh, okay, Mag responded. Yep, I've used pretty much that. And I think he's answering my question about kind of catching the spikes. It's execution intensive. Yeah, that makes sense. One 48. 12 minutes. Let's see, ever since we started, the market has basically
Going up.
not gone. Well, oh, I see. I gotta scroll over. Oh, wow. Okay. At 30, we were at 88. We're at 90, so up and down. Yeah, this is it's always interesting. Sometimes you're like, you see the clock and it's like, all right, you count down and then 2 o'clock, and then it's like, and then like nothing happens, and then like right afterwards, like, oh, there it is. It's funny because I think like there was that something on the news, or you know, one of those CNBC or something, like back in the day, like these events weren't that, you know, it's not meant to be that exciting, but then now with the zero DT, I think it's like, it's basically our earnings, right? And we have it every month. So this is what it feels like, honestly. Wow, look at this. At 12, at 118, we got like what, 5 points down, chopped around 5 points up.
Who is Ticker Mama? Sorry.
Well, yeah, we gotta like match up these Zoom names to our Discord name. Yeah, who is Ticker Mama? Ticker's mama. I think I
Yeah,
get the reference. I get the reference, but yeah, who is that?
I don't see that in the Discord. Who is this guy?
I don't think that's the Discord name. We'll see if they they put in the chat what the Discord handle is. But I'm guessing they don't like wealthy option very much. I think that's the reference. I may be wrong. All right, 9 minutes. Market is down 0.7%. Were we over 1% down at one point? I think we were close.
Very close, very close. I saw 0.9 for sure.
Oh, my earn is down to 140. I think it's going to be another day, another earn. This one will put for the 3.0 I'm tracking. This will put earn at positive for this year if 2 days survives, because it was a big credit. It was like double the usual one. So hopefully it doesn't mean an extra big loss, but we shall see. Has anyone seen Amy? I thought she would. I figured she might be around. I saw her messaging this morning, but I guess maybe she's busy. We got 8 minutes. Get ready to buckle up. See who else we have in here. Oh, we got Special. Hey, how's it going? We got Zoran. We
Pretty
got
good, how are you?
Juan. Good man. Haven't seen you in a while. I think you missed the last couple. I remember I saw you once like half a year ago.
Yeah, I went to
one, like, I don't know, it was like 3 or 4 ago, but yeah. Meetings, man.
Yeah. Oh, there's Wid. I thought he said he would be busy. I thought he said, he kept asking, is it going to be recorded? This is actually, this might be our largest attendance we've had. Like 15, 20 people in here. Except disappointingly, I see like 4 cameras on and one that's just like an avatar, Bochy.
I'll join you guys.
We got 7 minutes. Hey, Richard, man. How's it going? Is this your first one? Maybe not.
I've hopped on a couple of them in the past, but.
Nice. We got the same background. Gregory, where are you at now? You're in Luxembourg still? I don't remember. I think you got moved around. What time is it over there? I don't know if he has his mic, but talking to Gregory Rubio, aka Short the Vix. And Birdball. Do you have a mic? Or you want to just lurk today? I think I recognize most of the names.
Richard, what is your Discord ID, please?
I think it's the same thing. It's Richard Harrison.
Oh, you asking me? Yeah, Ricarious or whatever.
You changed Discord. It. Okay. I think it used to be, and then you changed it.
That's right. I can't remember why I changed it. I think it had something to do with another channel I was in.
6 minutes. So how many people are, so Nash is sitting out. Is anyone else sitting out for the zero DTE? Or does most everyone have at least a small position on?
I'm pretty much
full
out.
Position.
Oh, Winston, my work meeting was rescheduled. So I'm free until 3. I'll wait for the, 2 o'clock, we'll watch the fire. Oh, we see some red candles here. Watch the fireworks for a bit. I'll probably dip out at like 2:15-ish because I got to head out to a meeting. But, why did we just sell more entries? Hold on.
It would be really funny if the FOMC was fine and after 2:15, like, everything just blows up.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. It's,
I don't know if that'd be funny, but
it's been kind of wild the last few. But I think really it's the press conference that's the main market mover. Yeah. So we'll see.
Honestly, it's all the way like always like this. I remember in 2022 why FOMC pays lose money, not because of before as FOMC. Before FOMC is usually fine, it's peaceful, but like the real money losers are the one that the entries that happen after the announcement.
That's true, because like you think it's like data is crushing, right? And then you get like monster candles. Oh, 4 minutes. All right. Here's some people joining us. There's nobody short options, zero DTE going into FOMC. Oh, that's Mag. I mean, we got some positions on, but we learned to adapt a little bit because it's definitely a little risky with the big moves and stuff.
I did some debit spreads, David.
Which way? Both ways?
Both ways. Pretty rare, but I mean, I'm not a buyer, but I mean, I had to do today.
Yeah. But if you're doing both sides, you need a pretty big move for... make money overall, right? Because
yeah, like 20 points from this point onwards, up or down. So it's okay. I think it will happen. We'll see.
I see Swan. He just joined. Wow, we got it. I guess most people are trying to pile in right before the fireworks. Gotta get a countdown. Hold on a second. We got 3 minutes out. Nice way to end the month. Get ready for a new month, new chance to lose.
Come on, be optimistic, David.
All right. Got 2.5 minutes. And somebody be on the Forex Factory and post the post the result in here, because so we know up or down or nothing.
Oh no! Before that, cause like the algos will do that for us.
Anyway, you watch that on like CNBC or something, or does it flash on? Do you get like a bulletin?
No, cause the market will just jump before you even see the news.
Yeah. Oh, that's true sometimes, but then sometimes it just doesn't do anything. Let me go ahead and open up Forex Factory. Isn't there a lot of events like this week as well? I remember it's pretty
many,
loaded.
Many high impact events are mentioned there. So
yeah, let me see tomorrow. All right, I skipped it tomorrow. Wow, it's like this is all Europe. Anything for the US? Tomorrow is Thursday, right? Okay, unemployment claim. That's a big one. 8:30. Oh, manufacturing PMI 9:30. And then we got another PMI. Okay, so a bunch of stuff tomorrow morning.
1 minute to go.
Oh, 1 minute to go. And Friday, non-farm employment change at 8:30. Consumer sentiment at 10. All right, 45 seconds. All right, who wants to see which way is the first candle? I'll say red.
Oh no.
Yeah, and we'll go.
30 seconds. Okay, I see something happening already. Market's anticipating. All right, 15 seconds. Ten seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. There we go. Oh my goodness. All right, green. Why is this? Okay. Green. It went up. It whipped down.
It went down.
It's going down. Big down. Oh my God. Okay. We're at 83. Market's down 88.9%, 0.94%.
Oh my fucking God.
Going back up.
Come on, let's go.
That wick. Oh my God. Okay. So let's see the range of this wick. The top of the wick was 48.92. The bottom of the wick was 48.78.
78, yeah.
So 14 points. It went up, it went down, and went up. It's coming down again. Market's now down 0.94%. We're at 48.79. And I'm getting paged. All right. Let me take a look at this real quick. I think should be nothing. Let's see here.
And the rates are unchanged. No surprise.
Yeah, no surprise.
Oh shit.
Okay. Something going on with
no
the
surprise.
Options.
Why is it moving? I am so fucked.
Oh my God,
so
we're
fucked.
Down 100 bits now. All right, we're down 1.02%.
Ernie's on life support.
Should not have traded today.
All right. ERN is now at $14. I mean, we're still $10 away from the stop. What, minus 150%? I mean, it's reasonable. Okay, I think our puts are getting stopped though. Did you guys get stopped? I think all of our puts got stopped. Holy crap. Wow. Like just now. Well,
are those the sample one contract trades, David?
No, we had those, but we had some positions on. We're not full size, but whatever we had pretty much is toast. Yeah, it's toast. Yeah. Wow.
Fed is saying don't see any cuts until more confident inflation nearing 2%. Again, not a big surprise that they would say that.
But is that bearish? I mean, that's like they're saying is like the higher for longer.
I don't think it's really surprising because they, it's all, everything's going to be about what Powell says. And
right. Oh, so, ouch, that hurt. I wonder if
my 1 day iron play is gone.
At this point, now we just want to let's just see 4,800 then at this point. What's the chance? I think someone posted earlier that end of January has historically been volatile, right? Up big or down big. Okay, we're seeing some reversion now.
No.
Wow, that was painful. It's bouncing around 48.75. So we're still down about 1%. That was a big candle.
Ooh.
Did everyone else get taken out, or do you got some stuff still on life support here? The spreads look okay. The good thing is liquidity is there. I don't think the spreads got terribly wide.
Nah, the largest slippage I had was 0.1. So it's not bad.
Let me check. See what we had here. That was, we had one that was 60 cents. That one hurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we have a bunch. They're all staggered.
Futures are back to their support level, 49.02.
Oh, okay. I see. We had one that was $1.60. That one hurt. I'm just checking all of them. A dollar. Well, we had a few dollar somethings. I guess that's annoying. We had a 20 cent one, but a few. Okay. The 30, if anyone was on the 35 strike, well, that's weird because we have one that was, I guess the price must have hit a cap because we get out at different levels. And so I think they all kind of exit around the same price, but ouch, that was not too good. Yeah, so 20 cents, 40 cents. Yeah, there's a few dollar 60s in there. So those are kind of annoying. Guess we'll see how the rest of the day plays out.
The put side premiums are jumping. The longs,
are
if
they?
You notice. If you notice the longs, right? I mean, something is cooking.
Yeah. Something is cooking. Let's see here. Are we still even up for the month? Okay. We took a ding there, but we're holding on to a small gain. Let's see if we give it all back the rest of the day, or if we can claw something back here. Oh wow, the chain, you can see like the volume and like how fast the prices are moving now. So there's like a lot of activity
going up now.
Yeah, down 85 bips. But there's still the press. It's what, 3 o'clock is the conference, right? So that's going to be
2:30.
2:30. Okay.
2:30.
I'm going to be out in about 10, 15 minutes. So I'll be watching from the phone later. But
are you really Jerome Powell, David? Is that why you have to leave?
No, I had another meeting scheduled. But man, this is that's the one. I mean, it could go either way. Like that could drive it down with another 40 points, or it could, back to unchanged. Anyone betting on unchanged for the day? That'd be annoying.
40 points up. I don't think so, Dave.
Let's see. For what did we close yesterday?
48.
80. No, 49. Yesterday was just at 49.25.
25, right. But it opened at 48.98. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. For the
that is opening. That is possible, but, you know. We can't fill this gap. I don't think so.
Man, not yesterday. That well. Was something.
Oh, crazy.
90.9% down. Ouch. That was very annoying, to say the least. See how we have a couple.
It's coming back down.
Wow, we got a, yeah, slippage was.
Fuck. Ooh.
More down, more red.
More red.
More red. Okay.
46. Yes, ouch.
It's not even low up today. So 76, 72 was the lowest.
72, really? Okay. I'm looking on the chart. Yeah, 72, 73. Maybe this wick is not catching the whole thing. So what is the mark? If he says something about like, what is that? If he says something about, you know, they're still watching or whatever, they're gonna wait longer. Actually, you know what? Who knows? Will the market like that or won't like that? I guess if the rates are gonna be higher for longer, then I guess and especially with tech selling off, right? His Qs are down 1.3 today.
Yeah.
S&P down 0.96 now. Wow, this was the most exciting one for the last couple of months, but
right.
We'll see. Oh, Amy, there you are. Were you here before the fireworks, or did you just, just get on, snuck on us?
No, I snuck in, but I saw the candle. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, and you're not trading these. You didn't have anything to get stopped out, right? I think you're not doing these the zero DTE.
No, I did something at open, but I got out pretty fast, and then I have earned, so I'm pretty close to the money right now.
we're in the money. Okay, if you're out, you must have caught a good time, and you got what, 75 right now?
70.
Okay.
Yeah, but this was definitely different. Like, I haven't seen IV increase so much.
Yeah.
In a while.
Now we got blasted on the ones we had on. We're not full position, but it was a few the. The slippage ranged from like 20 cents up to $1.60. So
oof.
Those were a little annoying. Looking through it now, we also track it like in terms of credit multiple. So it's like between 0.15x, which is normal, up to like 1x. But we'll see. This is a long, long day left. To the end. Wow. Well, I guess as long as we don't end unchanged and whipsaw everything else. 40. I wonder. So we're at 48.79. Wonder if we can see. What would 48.20 look like? 48.20. Oh, that'll be like another 1% some down. Probably. I don't know. I guess we never know. Depends on what he says. And then I noticed all this the end of the month stuff with, like, you know, supposedly the gamma flows and the Vanna flows and all that stuff. So
yeah,
I wonder how everyone's positioned going into this. Where's Kirk? Has anyone seen Kirk around this morning?
I have.
Yeah, I think he's taking a nap.
Does he not
join? He said no.
He has been practicing going off. going offline.
Either way, I'll be glad to have this month behind.
Yeah. This has been a hard one.
I guess depends on what, you know, I guess, yeah, even ERN3, we'll see if it, this ends in the money, even without a stop, it could be just short of break even. So, but which is not bad, right? It was like just under break even when I checked from yesterday's position. So if we get stopped today, then that'll be not good, but see where it goes. There's still anyone's game right now. We are now barely positive. Like barely positive for the month. So the next hour, debating if we should just shut everything down yesterday. I feel like this today's announcement was probably pretty, like, people looking forward to it because, like, New Year, all the end of the month, end of the year stuff transitioned and people rebalanced.
Yeah.
That was a green candle.
Yeah.
Let's see that one.
Yeah, like that. That was my thought. I was like, what if they say we're gonna wait, like you just did? Then maybe people. Then maybe it's like we're missing something here. Things shift around.
But yeah, we were due for some kind of a pullback. Let's see what the total range was in the last month or 6 months. It was like from October 27th was the bottom.
It was about 20%.
Just around 20%.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's crazy, yeah.
It's November, so crazy.
3 months of like just draw up.
Straight up. Yeah, and then looking at like the chart I keep looking at is NVIDIA. I'm like, what? That's just crazy.
Is that finally down with Q's being down today?
It's, where is it? It's down, it's coming up
down a little bit.
It's down today.
The year to date is still up a lot.
Yeah.
Something's got to give. It's like,
like 30%.
Yeah. It's too much.
It's like a rocket ship. It's like, what?
All right. Well, we got 15 minutes until the presser. I don't know if everyone's already toast for the day or if there's a path to green still. For us, it's going to be kind of rough. I don't know if we're going to be training the rest of the day, but this will be. Oh, look, another red.
Is anybody green today?
Not after that move. I mean, I guess it might be a Earn could be the only sole survivor.
Not taking positions will be considered green?
I guess so. Yeah, you dodge a loss. Now we just hope to kind of minimize or take back some, because we have a lot of unrealized loss right now on the. Is this on the put side? No, I guess because we have calls. Yeah, that's scary because the calls are still holding their value. We went down and we have some calls that are like, well, they're only 30%. So they really didn't come out that much.
Yeah, calls are crazy.
Yeah, still all the way up to, as it looks like, 50-15. There, no, 50-500, 5,000. There's still bids.
What?
49.50.
That's wild. 5 cents. Like, who's selling the nickels? 5,000 is so far.
No.
Do you really think something, some kind of whatever Jerome said is gonna? I don't know. 2.5%. Well, I just want to hold on to it.
It's nice to see Ivy pop its head up, though.
You know what? VIX was down this morning, I think, at the open.
Yeah.
And then it came up. I saw like an alert that was finally up like 5%. What is it at now?
It's, 14. We are up 5.33, 14.14.
Huh, that's decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it increased like 5%.
I feel like there's a chance that tomorrow is going to be some kind of volatility as well. Like new month.
Yeah. Well, here's to a good February, right?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, another day, but you get that chance to have that mental reset.
I don't know if it's
arbitrary, but we'll see. Isn't Jerome usually late to the conference? Usually, like, he doesn't show up, and then the market, like, thinks something, and it goes crazy. He shows up, and it goes crazy again.
And he shows up, and he talks all the way until the close.
Is it? I thought he only talks for, like, 30 minutes, or does he really go from 2:30 to 4?
I don't know. It seems like one time he went.
Not till 4. You know, yeah, not till. Probably, like, you know, he'll be done in 30 minutes, 40 minutes max.
No, oh, okay. In September, he went to all the way to 15 minutes before the close.
Okay.
That's what it was. That's what I remember. I was like, he's still answering questions?
Somebody asked, are you going to EC your ERN calls? What are they at? Let me see. Is it even worth it? They're a nickel. No, I'm at 5,000. I'm fine. I'll leave it. Kevin says, Jim Carson says, new month, new pump. Wow, really? Okay. So he thinks it's going to be more up. So we'll still get another blow off top coming. Let's just survive today first. Okay, he always says pump for the first few days. I guess after a new month. I feel like we're due for like a at least a couple percent down month. We haven't had one in since what, October? Let me go back and see here.
Hello.
Hey, Amni, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Did you get blown out?
Yeah, how'd you know?
I got blown out. It was a smallish position, but it kind of hurt because of the slippage. It was annoying.
Yeah, no, I actually had an okay slippage. I just had a wider stop loss. So.
Holding. Oh, well, yeah, that hurts too.
Stop multiple. So
holding some runners now, hoping for a flush, but it's far away. Pretty unlikely, unless Jerome says something crazy.
Well, let's hope he does. I mean, let's hope he says it to the downside. Let's just say that. The upside, it would be a lot. I'm just net short right now, so
we're not fully leaned short yet, but it could depend on what happens in the next. Wow, I see more red. We're almost near low of days. We're about 2 points away, 3 points away.
Yeah. I need a bigger push down. Well, he's talking 10 minutes, right? So
yeah, I gotta dip out in like 5 minutes though, but I'm scared of that reversal. It's just like it's already not a great day. It could end bad.
Yeah, well, considering I just got a drawdown, so I'm gonna be in another one
yesterday.
Well, if it sells off, then yeah, we'll be. Yeah, I'll be popping champagne.
My earn is at 288%. Wow, so let's say we slowly grind down. It could get all the way down to like 4860 without getting stopped. Which that doesn't really help either. I just want to collect. So I just want the calls to bleed out so we can recoup some of this unrealized gain here.
Yeah. Well, my call that I opened up in the morning is still at 50. I opened it at $1.20 and
like 50 cents.
Yeah, it's at like 45 cents. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's scary.
Yeah. I feel like it should be at 10 cents.
I think they know. They're waiting for Jerome. So
yeah, I think he's gonna rock it back up. Anyways, if you notice, like anytime he talks, especially when the Q&A starts, the market starts like ripping. Well, I mean that's what's happened, but you know.
Well, ripping down, up. I guess we don't know.
Yeah.
The premiums are increasing.
Whenever Leisman asks a question, this is actually one of my buddies that said, like, whenever Leisman asks a question, like, he somehow, like, the bulls favor it. I don't know. It was something stupid. But then one of my friends told me that whenever he asks a question in the Q&A part, like, the market starts, like, moving up, like, 10, 15 points. But, I mean, every time he said that, I've noticed it, and it's happened. But I don't. Doesn't mean anything to me. Like, yeah, you know, I think he says there will be more pain, you know, and then that is, yeah, the market's going to come down. But anyways, it is what it is at this point.
Yeah. Well, let's just pray it's the path of least pain for us of anything, because
Yeah.
I think the path to green for the day is very slim, but at least we
Oh
can
yeah.
cut the draw down a bit. But
Yeah. I need to be, let's see here.
I need to be at like 4,000.
No.
No, sorry, for now, 4,800. That's what I mean.
4,800. Yeah. I think 4,800 is like, yeah. We'll have like an mate. Yeah. Something like that. That would be a pretty good day. Decent day. Decent day.
Decent day. Well, anyways, I'm going to wrap up. I got to head out. Thank everybody for joining. Hopefully, send us off to a better month. And we got, again, long day ahead, hour and a half. So hopefully see you guys back in the Discord, and we have good things to say. Otherwise, we'll see. You never know. But thanks, everyone, for joining. And we'll see you around, guys.